Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Our Yankees rewind up at Fenway Park. Yankees dropped this one 2-1 in 10 innings. They were oh so close after that all-time Aaron Judge moment against Garrett Crochet in the ninth inning, 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. Go back to Saturday, 0-for-6 with 6 strikeouts, overpowered by Crochet. Took him 443 feet over the monster out in left field, but the Yankees can't pull this one out. They drop it 2-1 in Boston. Our Yankees rewind, and Garrett Crochet, you know, he attacks with that first pitch fastball. So the Yankees were first pitch hunting. Couple of ground balls to start the night, couple of ground ball outs. Then Crochet, he seemed to be staying away from Aaron Judge. Pretty funny considering how this night went. He fell behind 3-1, but then attacked Judge. 2 straight fastballs up in the zone. Blew him away. Struck him out. 1-2-3. Top of the first inning. Bottom of the first. 2 identical walks. Strike 1, then 4 straight out of the zone. 2 very similar walks got Yarbrough into some trouble, 2 on, 2 out. But then he got the rookie Roman Anthony hard grounded to second and stranded 2. This will be a much different outing than this past Saturday for Yarbrough. Second inning, Crochet. He worked around a 1-out broken bat single by Anthony. Volpe scored a inning. Bottom half, Trevor Story, that bases clearing double off Yarbrough on Saturday. The 5 RBI game last week. And that jump-started him overall. Big time week for Story and continued it with a base hit up the middle to start the second inning. And then as Yarbrough struck out Abraham Toro, Story swiped second, and that set up the red-hot Seydon Rafaela.
And a pitch. Swing on hit up the middle, under the glove of Yarbrough in the center field. Bellinger fields will just get it back in. Story, really good runner. Scores easily. It's 1-0 Boston here in the second inning. RBI Rafaela, his 26.
Rafaela followed it up, getting picked off, though. So 2 away, and on the next pitch, Christian Campbell, he flies to left center. Excellent angling running play by Jason Dominguez into the gap, ended the inning, and kept it 1-0 Boston. Top 3. Crochet, 1-out walk to the 9-hitter, Oswald Peraza. Nothing else. Inning started with Crochet's second strikeout, by the way. Got 96 right on pass Austin Wells, who we know, of course, had Crochet's number on Saturday back in the Bronx. Bottom 3, Yarbrough kept it a 1-0 game against the top of the order. Second time through, much kinder to him than this past Saturday. 2-out infield single by Romy Gonzalez, but all soft contact in this bottom of the third inning. 2 pop-ups and 2 ground balls. So going into the fourth, 1 run felt like 10 runs against Crochet. Yankees were trailing 1-0, but it was a tall task tonight. Against the heart of the Yankee order, Crochet 1-2-3 on 8 pitches with a couple of strikeouts and struck out Judge for a second time. Sizzled 97 by him. Got Bellinger on a first pitch grounded to second, then wiped out Volpe on the sweeper. So Crochet, 4 innings, 1 hit ball, 45 pitches. Bottom of the fourth, Yarbrough induced a fly ball to left from Roman Anthony. And then the first name, Anthony, Rob Trevor Story.
2-0 pitch, and he drives one. Nice play by Volpe. Throws on the run. Just off the bag. Got him. Paul Goldschmidt with a nice stretch, and he salutes Volpe. That's an outstanding play by the Yankee shortstop.
And both sides, because without Goldschmidt there, and we've said this all year, that's a Goldschmidt very much like Rizzo, who said, just throw it. Just throw it. I'll get it, I promise. And he did.
Beautiful on both ends for our defensive play of the game, brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Yarbrough followed, getting Toro on a lazy fly ball to center. A six-pitch inning, so Yarbrough all settled into what turned into a pitcher's duel in time for the Yankees to possibly pick him up. Door cracked open in the fifth inning. Jason Dominguez grounded a third to start the frame. Dominguez hustling. Toro threw wide to first, and Dominguez reached as a tying run on the E5. Then he swiped second to the first runner in scoring position of the night. The red-hot DJ LeMahieu, he cracked a single through the right side. So runners at the corners, nobody out. Crochet, though, struck out Wells on the sweeper. Powered a fastball by Peraza, and then only had to get through Paul Goldschmidt.
And a pitch from Crochet. Swung on, bouncing ball towards the shortstop. Story charges, gloves, throws, on the run. Got him. Oh, man, what a play.
Wow.
Trevor Story is indeed fully healthy. That's the Story we knew a few years ago.
Story had to do everything perfectly on that play. Charging to just get Goldschmidt, keep the 1-0 lead intact. He did everything perfectly. Accomplished every part of that play he had to. And at that moment, not getting first and third, nobody out, not cashing that chance in, that felt really big. Yarbrough, little margin for error, bottom of the fifth. He bounced back against Rafaela, who was responsible for the lone run back in the second inning, the RBI single. Yarbrough fanned him with a changeup. Second punch out. Then he walked the nine-hitter Campbell, and Ruffsnyder punched a single out to right. That made it two-on-two out, and Yarbrough had to bear down. End of the line in sight. He froze Devers at an 88-mile-an-hour fastball. Aaron Boone came out, pulled Yarbrough on a high note. First and second, two out, trailing 1-0 in the fifth inning. Jonathan Loaisiga on to get the righty, Rodomy Gonzalez, and that was an excellent move because you're going from crafty, soft-throwing lefty to powerful, vintage righty, and Loaisiga disposed of him. Three-pitch strikeout, 396-mile-an-hour sinkers stranded. Two, nice work from Jonathan Loaisiga. So that polished off a nice bounce-back outing for Ryan Yarbrough against the same team, the Red Sox, that lit him up last weekend. 4 2/3 of one-run ball, and the Yankees trailing 1-0 go to the top of the sixth inning. Crochet got Rice to ground a second. Then he blew yet another fastball by Aaron Judge. Crochet striking out Aaron Judge for a third time tonight, a sixth straight time since Saturday. And Crochet got a soft roller from Cody Bellinger. Yet another 1-2-3. So his third 1-2-3 of the night. And those three innings, the first, the fourth, and the sixth, on a combined 29 pitches for the cruising Garrett Crochet. Bottom six, Loaisiga for a full inning. Dominance against the middle third of the order. Two straight. Tremendous performances from Jonathan Loaisiga yesterday into today. Top seven, Crochet working on a two-hitter. Volpe greeted him with an 0-2 inside-out single to right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So Volpe, two of the three hits off Crochet to that point, but he was erased by a Dominguez double play. 4-6-3. LeMahieu followed 7-pitch fight. Another hard contact from LeMahieu, but a line out to right. So Crochet facing the minimum in the seventh. Seven innings of three hit shutout ball. One walk, seven strikeouts on 91 pitches. Ian Hamilton, he took care of the bottom of the Red Sox order in the bottom of the seventh inning. Top of the eighth, Crochet into the eighth for the third time this year, sitting at 91 pitches. Well, this is what you want if you have aims and desires of a complete game shutout at Fenway. This eighth inning, facing 8-9-1 in the Yankee order. First pitch grounded to second from Wells. Second pitch to Peraza. Shattered bat, grounded to third. Second pitch to Goldschmidt. Fly ball to left. Five pitches and five strikes in the eighth inning for Crochet. So he was through eight shutout, three hits, 96 pitches. Chapman was warming, but everyone's thinking of the ballpark. Crochet has to get the ninth inning. Ian Hamilton, his job to keep it 1-0 going to the ninth. Got the first out of the top of the ninth. He struck out the pinch hitter, Jaron Duran, but Devers lined a single to left. Then Fernando Cruz came on for the pinch hitter, Marcelo Meyer. Wild pitch got Devers to second. Cruz struck out Meyer, though, but he lost Narvaez, lost Anthony, loaded the bases, 2-0 against Trevor Story, got a fly ball to deep left, put away by Dominguez, big moment, kept it a 1-0 game. And Crochet, as anticipated, back out there, ninth inning, looking for his first career complete game. Ben Rice grounded the second, so it looked like he would do it. One away, Aaron Judge stepping to the plate, 0-for-3 with three strikeouts, all in the fastball, overpowered on the night, and 0-for-6, six strikeouts against Crochet. Going back to Saturday, the top three in the Yankee order until this Judge at-bat. 0-for-20 against Crochet in these two starts in this past week. Power against power, game on the line, 6-6 against 6-7, and Judge worked the count full against Crochet and got a third straight 100-mile-an-hour fastball for today's electrifying drive of the game.
The 3-2 pitch. Swing on a drive deep to left. That baby is way out of here. Aaron Judge ties this bad boy up in 1-1. The big fella comes through. Home run number 26, RBI number 60. Hey now!
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. Obliterated. 443 feet. That's a moment from Judge against Crochet in that spot, that situation. Yankees, Red Sox. Complete game shutout in sight. Judge ends it and ends Crochet's night with that swing. That's a moment from Judge. You remember exactly where you were when it happened in the midst of this all-time Aaron Judge season. So Crochet out after that absolute blast. Aroldis Chapman in. He popped up Bellinger, got a fly ball from Volpe. Go bottom nine, 1-1 game, 7-8-9 for Boston. And the combination of Cruz and then Tim Hill for the lefty David Hamilton left on left. And Hamilton had come on defensively the inning prior. That's why he was batting. 7-8-9, Cruz and Hill combine. Yeoman's work to send it to extra innings in a 1-1 game. And Volpe the ghost runner to start the 10th with Dominguez at the plate. Facing former Yankee farmhand, the righty Garrett Whitlock. Well, Volpe, swiped third, initially ruled safe. On review, overturned. Out. Volpe caught stealing. Bases empty. That's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Due to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you have a chance to win four Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. So bases going from ghost runner, potentially runner at third, to bases empty. That's a big-time turning point. Dominguez struck out looking for the second out. LeMahieu line one down the right field line. Foul ball, barely, if that. And this became another point of contention in the top of the 10th inning. Yankees challenged, call stood. The umpires clearly saying inconclusive evidence to overturn it, but Aaron Boone livid for good reason. He got tossed defending his player. And then once DJ later in the at-bat, once it resumed, he grounded out. After an 8-pitch battle, he grounded a first. DJ got tossed as well, saying something to the first base umpire, Jeremy Rehak. On his way off, said something, DJ out as well. Yankees came up empty in the top half. And the Volpe steal, you understand the overturn. He was out. But LeMahieu, that's a ball that hits a quarter of the line, a quarter of the chalk. So where would they have placed LeMahieu? Anybody's guess. First base, second base. Probably would have been at second base had the right call been made initially. But that another huge replay in the top of the 10th inning that didn't go the Yankees' way. Bottom 10, 1-1 game. Pablo Reyes replaced DJ, who had gotten ejected, of course. So Reyes at second. Tim Hill still out there to lefty. Hamilton, the ghost runner for Boston. And Duran, who'd pinch hit in the ninth and struck out, well, productive out. Ground ball to second, got the winning run. Hamilton to third, and the Yankees wanted nothing to do with Rafael Devers. Gave him the open base at first, intentionally walked him. Yankees brought in five infielders at that point with the ground ball pitcher, Hill. Cody Bellinger over at first base, a five infielder setup, infield in, Hill a huge strikeout, got Marcelo Meyer. So two out on the doorstep. Could Hill set down the former Yankee, Carlos Narvaez? He jumped ahead 0-2, again, on the doorstep. Narvaez fought, he took one low, then a couple of foul balls, and got what he liked.
Here it comes, and a fly ball deep to left center field. That ball is off the monster, and the Red Sox win it. Carlos Narvaez with a base hit to score Hamilton, and the Red Sox win it 2-1 as they mob him out at second base.
Former Yankee Carlos Narvaez with the big time blow. Tim Hill was oh so close, and Narvaez got him with the ghost runner eventually scoring. Hamilton coming all the way around from second. He had gotten to third on the productive out by Duran. Devers was off second because of defensive indifference. And Narvaez, the blow, also had a big hit off Rodon Sunday at the Yankee Stadium. A three-run homer. So Narvaez doing it twice to the Yankees, who have now dropped three of their first four to Boston this season. What an entertaining game at Fenway. One you remember, not just a judge swing, but this game, where you were, where you watched it, but the Yankees fall 2-1 in 10. Anything you may have missed, Yankees Rewind, catch the segment on demand, free Odyssey app, anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.